Lieutenant Governor, members of the Missouri Senate, our families, friends, and fellow Missourians. It is a privilege for me to address you today, and I'm honored by the trust you have placed in me by electing me to be the pro tem of the Missouri Senate. I am humbled to be entrusted by you with this position. Before I begin, I want to recognize a few very important people. First, of course, is my wife, Molly. You have made so many sacrifices to support me and our family during the past 15 years. I love you. Will you please stand and be recognized? My oldest daughter, Megan, is currently in South Africa on a service project, but I am pleased to have my children, Abby and Jack, here with me today. Just to note, Jack was one when I was first sworn into the legislature. And finally, my mother cannot be here today, but my father, Ernest Dempsey, and Molly's parents, Pat and Ned Talbot, are present today. I would ask all of you to please stand and be recognized by the Missouri Senate. Missouri is a remarkable state, and for so many families throughout our nearly 200 years of history, it has truly been the land of opportunity. In my own family, this has certainly been the case. I'm proud to have come from a line of hard-working family members who immigrated to this country in the hope of starting fresh and building a new and better life. My great-grandparents came to the New World from Italy, bringing little with them except a desire to succeed and dreams for a brighter future. In 1954, after moving from Illinois to Missouri due to a job transfer, my grandfather, Pio Pedrucci, opened a restaurant called the Continental Cafe in half of a first floor building in St. Charles. It was such a success that Grandpa quit his other job, and in 1958, he purchased the building, expanded it, and renamed the restaurant Pio's Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge. Now, using the knowledge of Italian cooking passed on to him by his mother, my grandmother Mary, and recipes of his own developed through countless hours of practice spent in the kitchen, Grandpa made a living for his family. And Pio and Mary had two daughters. The younger, my mother Peggy, married my father in 1966, and he joined as a partner in 1970. And that's how an Irishman gets into the Italian restaurant business. After semi-retiring in 1975, Grandpa still came in almost every day to tinker around and make sure that things were prepared to his high standards. I said earlier that Grandpa made a living for his family at that restaurant, but that is only half the story. The truth is that Grandpa made not just a living, but a life for his family there in that restaurant. I guess you could say he built that. This special place we call Missouri provided a setting where personal responsibility, a tireless work ethic, a useful skill, and that precious element called opportunity combined to give our family the dignity of being able to provide for ourselves and to give something back to our community. I'm proud of my family heritage, and owe more than you can imagine to the lessons learned working around my grandfather and father in the kitchen, washing dishes, making pizzas, stocking shelves, and performing 1,000 other tasks that I can tell you I didn't always appreciate at the time. I believe other Missouri families are not so different from my own. They desire to succeed, to use their talents, to provide for themselves and for their children. They want to do more than eke out a living. They want to make a life. The Roman poet Virgil once said, Fortune sides with him who dares. In the 21st century, Missouri is poised for greatness and good fortune. If we dare to dream, to lead, to act, and to build on our remarkable uniqueness and strengths, we will move our great state forward. Missouri is blessed with tremendous resources, a strategic location, and a population full of ability and desire to succeed. During the 2013 legislative session, we must focus on solutions that will promote greater economic vitality, spur employment, and grow personal incomes. Our job, our vision, our challenge is to create big solutions, the acronym BIG, B-I-G, to build our infrastructure, to invest in education, and to grow our economy. Geographically, Missouri is surrounded by 8 neighboring states. We must realize that we are competing with our neighbors to keep, foster, and attract businesses and entrepreneurs right here in the Show Me State. In order to grow our economy, it will be necessary to enact meaningful reforms in economic development, tax policy, and legal climate. After 4 years of hard work, and with little to show for it, it's time to pass a far-reaching economic development bill this year. Responsible economic development tools that respond to today's marketplace are needed. Current incentives need to be reviewed and designed to maximize the return for the state in terms of jobs and to prevent exploitation like the failure of MAMTEC in Moberly. We award hundreds of millions of dollars in tax credits to select groups annually. While other areas of the budget have been pared over the past several years, these numerous programs have remained largely untouched. So while we need new tools we need to reduce our allocation of tax credits as well. Let's demand that government be smaller and that we be smarter in these efforts. Failure to do so jeopardizes our commitment to K-12 education, a first-rate higher education system, and infrastructure that prepares our state for greater economic growth. In an age of modern technology and mobility, where companies and individuals can easily cross state boundaries, we must have a tax code that encourages investment right here at home if we are to grow. We must work to remove barriers in order to give business owners the tools they need to succeed and make Missouri hospitable for those who wish to take the risk and start a business. That is why one of our top priorities this year is lowering the income tax burden on hardworking Missourians. Missouri loses around $400 million each year from sales that take place online. These taxes are collected by our brick-and-mortar businesses, but not by businesses that operate over the Internet. The time has come for Congress to pass the Marketplace Fairness Act and provide a uniform national policy that will allow states to collect sales and use taxes on items sold to purchasers within their borders by out-of-state sellers. The removal of this exemption and other narrow exemptions that are currently on the books will allow us to pursue broad-based tax relief. While cutting income taxes is an important step, our legal climate also needs to be fair and structured to attract rather than discourage investment in our state. So another area that needs immediate attention is the workers' compensation system. Last year, we made important reforms and helped make the system fairer, but more needs to be accomplished. The workers' compensation system, which was created in cooperation with business and labor interests, should return to being the sole remedy for workplace injuries. In addition, Missouri's second injury fund is woefully underfunded. Many employees who were injured on the job and are dependent on this system to help meet their daily needs have found that even with a valid legal judgment, the funds do not exist to pay their claims. Missouri workers deserve to know that if they are injured on the job, the resources will be in place to help provide for them. By working together, we can address these problems. I appreciate that the senator from the 2nd has filed this legislation as Senate Bill 1, which will allow us to move quickly on these changes. Over the last decade, we have demonstrated year after year, in good times and in bad, that education is our number one priority. More than ever, to prepare for today's competitive job market and to meet employer needs for a skilled workforce, we must renew our commitment to invest in K-12 and higher education. Tax credit reform and our continued emphasis on operating more efficiently throughout state government will help us meet this objective. I appreciate the governor's willingness to stand with us in these endeavors. And to ensure that tax dollars are spent wisely and equitably, we will consider the creation of a performance-based, comprehensive funding formula for our state's higher education institutions. I support moving forward on new capital investment for research, classrooms, and vocational technology using existing state revenue. But we must first identify the savings that will provide a dedicated revenue stream for this effort, and also prioritize projects through careful analysis. When it comes to economic growth, there is no silver bullet. The changes I have outlined thus far are part of a greater effort. As the gateway to the West, Missouri enjoyed a global status as a trade and cultural center at the turn of the 20th century. We've seen a decline since then. If we are to reverse this trend, we must build and maintain our vital infrastructure. Missouri has the 7th largest road system in the nation, larger than any of our neighboring states. A modern, well-maintained highway system is critical to our economic growth. The worthy federal goal of greater fuel economy, the continued development of alternative fuel vehicles, and changing driving habits are all driving down consumption and negatively impacting our ability to maintain the backbone of our economy. Over the past decade, the Missouri Department of Transportation has improved to the point that I can finally say it's time to develop a comprehensive, long-term plan that provides for Missouri's transportation needs and enlist the public's support for a new transportation funding package. Our geographic location uniquely positions Missouri to be a hub for the movement of goods and services. We need to build and maintain our infrastructure to capitalize on this potential. As we prepare for new investment in our transportation system, and the possibility of greater funding for higher education facility improvements, it is important that we remain good stewards of public money. That's why we need to change Missouri's prevailing wage law. There are different costs of living throughout the state, and our policies should reflect those differences. It's important to fix the problems which result in artificially inflated prices for taxpayer-funded construction projects. Our task during the next 28 weeks in Jefferson City will be to focus on big ideas. Innovative ideas and solutions that build our infrastructure, invest in our educational system, and grow our state's economy. Ultimately setting us apart and placing us on a path of large-scale investment and job growth across all sectors of our economy. Today, back in St. Charles, most people refer to the restaurant simply as Pio's. Though my grandfather has passed away, his great-grandchildren work there today. Now, many things have changed since 1954, but what's true then is true today. If we capitalize on our strengths, if we work hard together and take this opportunity that we've been given as senators, we can move forward to bring about a brighter, better, more prosperous future for the citizens of Missouri. Thank you, and God bless you.